Truth News Network. Getting tired of only spin while looking for just the news? No spin, just truth. Every day on TNN, the Truth News Network. Here's your host, Dan Newman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast today. And this is really going to be a tough one. We're talking about something that's very uncomfortable, but it's very life-changing for many Americans, and we definitely need to discuss it because it is critical that something is done. The title of today's podcast is simply this: Murdered by a Stranger. In Iowa, it was Molly Tibbetts. In San Francisco, it was Kate Steinle. Who's next? And where will the next such murder happen? Illegal alien or immigrant, defined. A foreign person who is living in a country without having official permission to live there. Why is that allowed? Coming to the United States without permission is criminal. But unfortunately, that doesn't seem to be enough to get the attention of those in Washington, D.C. And more Molly Tibbetts and more Kate Steinles will lose their lives needlessly until something's done. Why? Why is our nation covered with illegals? Why is it no longer politically correct to call those here illegally illegals? Who decided in the last few years to change the moniker for such people from illegal alien to illegal immigrant? And what's the difference? Answers? Politically correct leftists self-appointed to write the rules of illegal immigration apparently coined the new terms. Oh, and it's no longer politically correct to use the term illegal. Last night, I watched an immigration attorney on a talk show correct the host who used the term illegal immigrant. According to that attorney, they now are to be called undocumented immigrants. I'm pretty sure the families of Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle would argue with even a hint of political correctness in illegals' naming correctness. Kate and Molly are both dead. That's all that matters. Every time a highly visible murder of an American at the hands of an illegal, the argument about open border policy begins anew. And make no mistake about it, America's southern border is wide open regardless of what you're told. Yes, they've stemmed the flow of illegal crossings, but still, illegals flood into the United States across that border. And regarding illegals entering the nation, leftists are certainly open border advocates. And most on the right in Congress speak out against this practice while winking at the continued flow of new illegals crossing the border, while those in Congress sit on their hands regarding repairing U.S. immigration law. Apparently, even Republicans in Congress, on the most part, must be for open borders too. Meanwhile, Kate and Molly are gone. For the sake of this conversation today, and in honor of both those young ladies, we will refer to those in the United States without authorization or legal status as illegal aliens. If that offends you, please give us some leeway today in honor of those two young women. Humorous, please. Dead at the hands of illegals. How many U.S. citizens are murdered by illegal aliens? President Trump, in a speech, stated that 63,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens. The 63,000 number we are unable to document. However, in a 2011 Government Accountability Office report, that report said that a study population of 249,000 criminal aliens had been arrested for 25,064 homicides. Now, these numbers are documented, statistically verified by the GAO, the Government Accountability Office, nonpartisan, works for every president. According to a recent Associated Press article, this is a quote, multiple studies have concluded that immigrants are less likely to commit crime than native-born U.S. citizens. I know you have heard Politico's quote that on dozens of talk shows. But the issue isn't non-citizens who are in this country legally and who must abide by the law to avoid having their visas revoked or their application for citizenship refused. The real issues, and listen closely, the real issue and the stats of this real issue are not included in that talking point stat that we just quoted for you. Crimes committed by illegal aliens is the only thing that matters. And in that context, the claim is quite misleading because the multiple studies on crimes committed by immigrants, including a 2014 study by a professor from the University of Massachusetts, which is the only one that's cited in the article, combine the crime rates of both citizens and non-citizens, legals and illegal. And of course, doing so makes the criminal stats look much different than if the illegal stats are simply segregated. That isn't the only problem with the study. Instead of using official crime data, it uses, quote, self-reported criminal offending and country of birth information. Boy, that's a mouthful. For obvious reasons, there is little incentive for anyone, let alone criminal aliens, to self-report delinquent and criminal involvement. When it comes to self-reporting criminal activity, some surveyed will, no doubt, exaggerate. Others will just flat out lie. Furthermore, many that are questioned will likely not disclose if they are a non-citizen out of fear of discovery and deportation. These claims overlook disturbing actual data on crimes committed by criminal aliens. For example, the GAO, that's the Government Accountability Office, released two unsettling reports in 2005 on criminal aliens who were in prison for committing crimes in the U.S. and issued an updated report in 2011. The first report, and I'm going to give you the number of the report in case you want to pull it down and reference what I'm saying here. The report number is GAO-05-337R. I'll repeat it if you want to write it down. GAO-05-337R. That report found that criminal aliens, both legal and illegal, make up 27% of all federal prisoners. Yet according to the Center for Immigration Studies, non-citizens are only about 9% of the nation's adult population. Thus, judging by the numbers in federal prisons alone, non-citizens commit federal crimes at three times the rate of citizens. The findings in the second report, and I'll give you that number too, starts the same, GAO-05, but then -646R. That's GAO-05-646R. Those findings are even more disturbing. This report looked at the criminal histories of 55,322 aliens that entered the country illegally and were still illegal in the country at the time of their incarceration in federal or state prison or local jail during the fiscal year 03. Those 55,322 illegal aliens had been arrested almost a half a million times, 459,614 times, an average of 8.3 arrests per illegal alien. Think about that. 8.3 times in fiscal year 2003, 55,322 illegal aliens were each arrested an average of 8.3 times. And, by the way, had committed almost 700,000 criminal offenses, an average of roughly 12.7 offenses per illegal alien. Out of all of the arrests, 12% were for violent crimes such as murder, robbery, assault, and sex-related crimes. 15% were for burglary, larceny, theft, and property damage. 24% were for drug offenses. And the remaining were for DUI, fraud, forgery, counterfeiting, weapons, immigration, and obstruction of justice. Let's fast forward to 2011. The 2011 GAO report wasn't much different. It looked at 251,000 criminal aliens in federal, state, and local prisons and jails. Those aliens were arrested nearly 1.7 million times for close to 3 million criminal offenses. 68% of those in federal prison and 66% of those in state prisons were from Mexico. Their offenses range from homicide and kidnapping to drugs, burglary, and larceny. Once again, these stats are not fully representative of crimes committed by illegal aliens. This report only reflects the criminal histories of aliens who were in prison. The ones that weren't in prison and got away, they got a pass in this report. If there were a way to include all crimes committed by criminal aliens, the numbers would likely be higher, because prosecutors often agree to drop criminal charges against an illegal alien if they are assured that immigration authorities will deport the alien. The GAO reports also highlight another important flaw in the study referenced by the Associated Press. It uses survey data from a nationally representative sample of people living in the United States. Thus, the study does not take into account some potentially key factors highlighted in the GAO reports, that criminal aliens from Mexico disproportionately make up incarcerations, and that most arrests are made in the three border states of California, Texas, and Arizona. Let's look at just one of those states, those three border states, who has provided the public actual statistics of crimes committed by illegal aliens. Just Texas. According to DHS status indicators, over 261,000 criminal aliens have been booked into local Texas jails between June 1, 2011 and July 31, 2018, of which over 175,000 were classified as illegal aliens. Between June 1 of 11 and July 31 of 18, these 175,000 illegal aliens were charged with more than 273,000 criminal offenses that included arrests for 505 homicide charges, 30,408 assaults, 5,396 burglaries, 34,555 drug charges, 365 kidnappings, 15,100 thefts, 22,213 obstructing police charges, 1,569 robberies, 3,212 sexual assaults, 2,022 sexual offense charges, 2,754 weapon charges. DPS criminal history records reflect those criminal charges have thus far resulted in over 112,000 convictions, including 225 homicide convictions, 12,540 assault convictions, 2,967 burglaries, 16,762 drug convictions, 152 kidnappings, 6,741 thefts, 10,720 obstructing police convictions, 950 robbery convictions, 1,567 sexual assault convictions, 1,076 sexual offense convictions, and 1,194 weapon convictions. As an American, as a native-born citizen, the one in all this, the number in all of those, just in Texas. Remember, this is just in Texas. The one stat that just blows my mind is the fact that 505 people in Texas were murdered by illegal aliens. What is most exasperating to most Americans, other than federal politicians, obviously, is that there really is no need for these senseless crimes to take place. What further heightens America's frustration and anger about this problem is that Congress, who is the only entity that can make or change federal law, and they are the only ones that can make or change immigration laws, continue to bicker about certain parts of proposed immigration reform legislation while ignoring the most obvious and most critical reason for not just making those changes, but making those changes immediately. And we're going to look at Congress and talk about what a real issue their inactivity on this is making. Right after this.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here.
Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say, bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price, guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
We don't tell you what to think, but we give you truth to think about. This is TNN, the Truth News Network. TruthNewsNet.org.
And boy, we're digging into the truth today. We're talking now about why doesn't Congress get off their duffs and do something about illegal immigration and stopping illegal aliens from coming into the United States and perpetrating all of these horrible crimes against Americans who are here illegally. It is virtually impossible that 535 men and women who are professionals that come to Congress from very legal, business, medical, and other professional backgrounds cannot agree on a path to fix this problem, any problem, if they really want to. And I think that's the key, if they really want to. Congress proposes, debates, amends, votes, and passes every bill they want to see become law. Apparently, the only conclusion that a normal thinking American citizen can arrive at is that Congress does not want to pass comprehensive immigration reform. Why is that? To this journalist, the only plausible explanation for this is that more than half of those 535 men and women want to maintain the status quo. And the reason for that can be just one thing: votes. They not only want to allow that free flow of immigrants across the border, they have every intention of finding a way somehow to make it legal for those illegal aliens to vote in federal elections. Think about this. They're actually making it legal now in some places, in some states, for illegal aliens to vote in local elections. That's incomprehensible to most Americans. It's a fundamental right of being a citizen, your right to vote, not of an illegal alien. What would that do if Congress is successful in making that happen? Those congressional members think that whoever, whichever political party, initiates the steps and processes for such legalization will be the party those illegals will support, forever indebted for that legalization. That's what it's all about, folks. Would it work? It has worked for decades already. Think it through. Democrats as a whole convinced African Americans that Democrats, their party, were the saviors of black Americans in almost every legislation that's presented at the federal level. Democrats have votes of black Americans locked up and have for decades because of that obligation they have sold to those African Americans. And Democrats are not the party that has made American life any better for the black community. Tell you what, we won't even launch into that today. We'll save that conversation for another time. Unless and until Congress passes comprehensive immigration law or laws that first close our borders to illegal aliens, America is doomed for the repeat and the repeat and the repeat and the repeat of stories like that of Molly Tibbetts and Kate Steinle, who have their lives snuffed out at the hands of illegal aliens. I suggest you don't even let an open borders advocate sell you the lie that illegal aliens commit crimes at a lesser rate than either native-born or naturalized American citizens. It's not true. And here's what you can do. Tell you what, if you'll go to the homepage of the website where this story is posted, scroll down to the bottom. I'm posting today's article in .pdf format. You can click on it, download it, copy and paste it, stick it in your wallet, fold it up and stick it in your wallet, stick it in your purse. Anybody that tries to convince you that that Associated Press story is true, pull it out and show them the truth. It's not true. Existing data seems to show that illegal aliens by far perpetrate more, far more, and far more serious crimes than legals here in America. Get the truth out there in your circles of influence every chance you get. Push your federal legislators to initiate and support comprehensive immigration that begins with slamming the door on the southern border to stop illegals from entering the U.S. It's insanity to think unless we close the door, we can stop it from happening. Stop the flow, the flood of illegal aliens first, and then have comprehensive immigration reform that addresses things like DACA. There's a way to do it, and it makes sense. We do know one thing for sure. Every crime committed by an illegal alien is one that would not have occurred if that person wasn't in the United States in the first place. That includes the hundreds of thousands of crimes committed by the 55,322 illegal aliens in the GAO study who victimized countless numbers of Americans. And that includes 273,000 criminal offenses committed against Texas citizens alone. Remember this. Kate Steinle with her dad was innocently walking down the street at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. I've done that many times myself. They were just enjoying being together at Fisherman's Wharf. Molly Tibbetts was jogging down a street in a very small rural town in Iowa where she lived. And she had been there and done that many, many times before. With no apparent plan or forethought, two illegal aliens ended the lives of those young women and changed the course of human history for their families forever. The next such loss of a young woman could be the loss of your daughter. We don't have any guarantees, folks. We're here today, and that's what our promise is, to be here today. We got a plan for tomorrow. That's going to do it for today's chapter at the Truth News Network. Download the PDF file on the homepage. So long.
Undeniably the go-to source for nonpartisan, spin-free news from the world. TNN, the Truth News Network at dnewman.org.